Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 3, and 7. And my song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 3, and 7.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 2, the verses 1 through 10. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 2, the first 10 verses. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, as she sent her maid to fetch it, and when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Jared and she and the cook, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Mr. Tony Slingeland, who was scheduled for open heart surgery on Thursday. Mr. and Mrs. John and Jenny Bazoyan, who hope to commemorate their 58th wedding anniversary. And Jimmy Vandenberg, who hopes to turn 17 years old this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee in thy mercy to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day, and then it is fitting that we repeat with the prophet of old, that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, that thy mercies, they are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Then also for another week, then thou hast been so faithful in providing, in protecting, in caring and in sparing, that thou hast watched over us and our children another week, that thou hast been faithful for an unfaithful people. May it please thee in this morning hour to grant a deep and a profound impression of those matters, and that we may be given by the first time and by renewal our rightful place, and that is a place low to the earth in the dust, that thou may receive thy rightful place, where thou art so high and lifted up, majestic and glorious, so good doing, but also so holy and just. And then each Sabbath day, when we may hear the holy law of God read, then we do well to examine our hearts, how it has been in the past week, how it has been on the Sabbath morning, and how it is with all of our sins, O Lord, when they have not been washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Then they have all been added to our account, and what a thick volume that must be. Ah, Lord, thou knowest by nature, then we live upon this earth. Oh, even that there is no God, and who sees everything, who beholds the children of men. Then we live upon this earth as if we shall remain here forever, but it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. But, O Lord, and now thou in thy great mercy, then thou wast given unto us and our children, unto the children of men, the precious gift of thy holy word. A word is not only declared our deep fallen Adam, our deplorable and lost condition, but also that thou wast sent thy dear Son upon this world. Oh, he has become the Savior for sinners. Therein lies declared a way for us and our children. But, Lord, then we and our children, we need the application. Oh, it is written in thy word, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Wilt thou then fulfill those words in this morning? Oh, it is free and sovereign grace. Thou hast appointed the means of grace to that end, that thy church may be gathered, instructed, edified, comforted, corrected. Lord, bless the proclamation of thy holy word to that end. And then in this morning hour, and not only the audible gospel shall be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel administered in the midst of the congregation with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Lord, then it is pleased thee to grant unto these fathers and mothers by renewal in their married life such a precious little gift, where thou wast spared life, where thou wast given life, and then also their thoughts shall multiply. Oh, the different circumstances of father and mother, where they were called upon to take their little son back to the hospital with concerns, but then by renewal to return to their dwelling. Then for other fathers and mothers so different than it was the former time, born prematurely, have spent many weeks in the hospital with many concerns, with much anxiety, with many prayers. Thou wast made all things well for another father and mother with their last child in a large hospital, with their little son in such a serious condition, thou wast also remembered them. Lord, when thou granteth the healthy child no complications, when thou wast made everything well, then what a reasons to acknowledge thee. Then we humbly ask thee that thou may grant unto these fathers and mothers truly a humble and a broken heart. And now in this hour, they may be privileged to present their little child before thee in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, O Lord. Then thou knowest how it has been in the past week, and how it has been in this night, in this morning hour. Oh, that many prayers may have risen unto thee, with a cry that it may please thee out of thy free and sovereign grace to do for their little one what is signified in holy baptism. Oh, that it may be a little child for thy honor and for thy glory, that thou may fulfill thy promise in thy holy word, where thou wast promised concerning thy church, I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring, O Lord. May it then please thee by thy spirit to take early possessions of their young heart, and that it may be granted by thy grace that they may be given early to make that good choice for thee. To need thy spirit as their guide, thy dear son as thy as their savior, thy word as their guide, thy people as their companions, and then at the end, to be taken into eternal glory, Lord. Wilt thou remember these fathers and mothers with the oath which by renewal they hope to make, and who is sufficient unto these things? May it then be in their hearts, that they may lay open their heart before an all-knowing God, confessing how short they have come, who is sufficient unto these things, and yet the desire that their little ones, when thou spareth them, that they may be brought up for thee. Lord, wilt thou remember brothers and sisters of these little infants, also a special service for them? We humbly ask thee, may thou use it to leave a lasting impression that they also are bearers of thy thrice holy name. We commend unto thee the grandparents, Lord, their empty places amongst them. The thought shall multiply. Wilt thou uphold them in this morning hour? Wilt thou remember them with the great grandparents, in so far that they are still in the land of the living? Wilt thou also grant unto them those holy exercises at the throne of grace for their seed, Lord? Wilt thou so remember the whole congregation with all the blessings and with all the needs? And then it is pleased thee to grant unto a father and mother by renewal in their married life the birth of a well-born little child. Lord, wilt thou grant a humble and broken heart, and that it may be a little one carried upon the wings of prayer? We commend unto thee all the unborn, the mothers with the unborn, and the barren ones amongst us. Wilt thou remember the sick and the afflicted? And, O Lord, then we commend unto thee a father who was scheduled in this week to undergo a serious surgery. We humbly ask thee that it may be thy hand that may guide the hand of the physicians. Then surely it shall be well. May he be carried upon the wings of prayer. Grant that family circle a special place at thy footstool, that thou may care and that thou may spare, and that this serious calling, that it may be sanctified by thee. Wilt thou remember all the mourning? Remember all the elderly ones, Lord. Do remember our poor nation in a time of much confusion and much turmoil, of many questions. Wilt thou remember the inhabitants? Wilt thou remember the government? May it please thee that there may be much prayer and that there may be repentance, where thou art still waiting for thy church, that thy church may be given to repent from their evil and worldly ways, Lord. Wilt thou remember all in high authority, our prime minister, that all the circumstances for thee, there is nothing too wonderful. Thou hast converted a Manasseh, it was a king, that has filled Jerusalem with the blood of the saints. And so our cities, they are flowing with the blood of the unborn. But then for a Manasseh by thy grace, then he was given to confess that the Lord was God. And then with all his might, when he had opportunity, then he was tried to undo what he has done, Lord. Remember the government of this providence. Wilt thou remember us and our children in these serious and solemn times? Then in this morning, that there may yet be little ones that may receive thy thrice holy name upon thy forehead, and in an outward way may be placed under thy banner. May it also be inwardly, that proves that thou art still on the throne, and thou art still gathering a church, Lord. Wilt thou so also use the sacrament in this morning for the strengthening of the faith of thy people? May there have come up a needy and a longing people, thirsting, hungering and thirsting for righteousness. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. To that end, graciously grant thy help in the administration of word and sacrament. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us, that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us, that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins. incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation of Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast, according to thy great mercy, saved and protected believing Noah and his family. Thou, who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ, thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise, answer upon the following questions. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition. That it may then be manifest that you are thus minded, you are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Cornell de Cock, Mother de Cock, Father Jeremy de Cock, Mother de Cock, Father Brandon Grisnick, Mother Grisnick, Father George Grisnick, Mother Grisnick, Father Jerry Cluck, Mother Cluck, and Father Darren Niels and Mother Niels. Fathers and mothers, when you may come up to God's house in this morning hour, then surely and then you have reasons to be humbled and to acknowledge the Lord. Have you thought of it, parents? If the birth of a child, the wonderful creation of God, where the psalmist in Psalm 139 verse 14 has said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. Have you thought about it, parents? Have you told the Lord, Lord, if we are not humbled, and if we are not converted under such a wonder, when the Lord has given us a well-born child, when shall it be? Oh, parents, without the work of the Holy Spirit, it is by grace and grace alone. And that may now be declared also in this morning hour with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Ah, then our forefathers, they have spoken of the riches thereof, and they have asked for the fulfillment by grace, what is signified therein, in the prayer. Ah, parents, have you sighed along that you have said, Lord, what our forefathers have written in that prayer, that at the last our children may appear before the Lord Jesus Christ without spot, without blemish. Oh, that they may be taken into eternal glory. Have you sighed along? And now we have heard it, that the sacrament of baptism, that it declares profound things. Then the water declares for parents that you have learned that you are unclean because we offend in many things. We have heard the holy law of God, guilty of all the commandments. But now in this morning, when the water hopes to be sprinkled upon the forehead of your little children, and that preaches unto you, who can bring a clean out of an unclean, is written in Job 14 verse 4. We have heard it, that on account of our deep fallen Adam, that our children are unclean, and the guilt of Adam, that first sin, that is imputed to our children. Parents, have we become burdened therewith? How has it now been in this past week? Maybe this past night. Maybe a little time that you are awake and that you have begged the Lord on this special day. Ah, that the Lord may grant a special blessing. May the Lord grant those continual exercises. But now the sacrament declares more, because that water that points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses from all sin, all parents, may be declared in the sacrament that way, that sinners may be reconciled, that sinners may be forgiven. Oh, in the sacrament of baptism, it is declared that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And to that end, oh, not only a way, but it declares in this morning that the King is still gathering a church under serious and solemn circumstances, with everything that is transpiring in our country, where the judgments of the Lord are hanging so low over us as a country. We have departed from the Word of God, but that the sacrament may be administered in this morning, that tells us that Christ is at the right hand of the Father. He is gathering his church, and he has promised that his word, that it shall not return void unto him. Parents, the Lord remember and help you with your oath, you of all more children. And then we learn more and more Who is sufficient unto these things? Each child has a different character. How necessary that in the first place there is much prayer. In the second place, that there is a searching of the Word of God. All fathers and mothers, those are hours well spent. We live in a busy time, but when you may spend time and you have promised that you shall do it around God's Word, that you may be given to speak to them. And in the third place, that they may see with their eyes that father and mother, great respect for God's Word. Ah, may we be given to beg of the Lord that He may grant a richer outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, fathers and mothers, we have read together out of Exodus 2, a father and mother, three children, all converted. They are all in heaven. May you be given to ask great things, because we have a great God. I read in James 1 verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom and awe, then you shall all say, that is us all together, let him ask of God who giveth liberally and abradeth not. You may sit down. Brothers and sisters, then also a very special morning for you, when you may witness baby brother, a baby sister, to receive the sacrament of holy baptism that has also taken place in your life. Your father and mother has also presented you, and where the water was sprinkled, may you be given to think about it, what that means to be a bearer of the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, brothers and sisters, what is now the most important question? Whether what is signified in baptism, whether that now has taken place in my life, whether I have received a new heart, may you be given to ask much for it. And we have read together of Miriam, what a help she was to father and mother with that little baby brother. When brothers and sisters, when they become older, what a help and what a blessing they can be for their younger siblings in the way of example, but also to read to them, teach them psalters. May the Lord add His blessing. Grandparents, empty places amongst you, thoughts shall multiply, the Lord uphold. Also still some great grandparents left in the land of the living. And what a blessing and what a privilege it is when you may behold that your seed receives the name of a triune God upon their forehead. What a privilege and what a blessing. We have asked these parents how it was in the past week, but grandparents and great-grandparents, may I ask you, how has it been in the past week? There have been a few exercises, yet some prayer sent up, that the Lord may work marvelously and wonderfully among your seed. Many families, so many souls traveling to that never-ending eternity. And if we and our children are not saved, not experience what the sacrament of holy baptism signifies, then we are forever lost. Grandparents and great-grandparents, may you also be used. Little instruction here and there, that it may be used for the saving of your seed. congregation of Pitcher Butte, then by renewal we may witness that the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered. We have already stated it. It is proof that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is King. And now in this morning hour, through his prophetical office, by the means of grace in the administration of the sacrament, then the King is given to declare the riches of his priestly office, what it has cost him to save his church, that he had to suffer, that he had to die, and that he has shed his blood. Oh, in this morning, have a few guilty sinners come up to the house of the Lord, burdened with their sins, that have tried so hard to please the Lord, but have to confess that they are a sinner still. May it then please the Lord in this morning to use the sacrament, that way may be declared for the strengthening of the most holy faith, because it is declared in this morning. Do we not read in the prophet Isaiah 1 verse 18, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, and they be red as crimson, that they shall be as wool. And now, fathers and mothers, then by renewal, then you have heard those three questions that you have answered yes upon, that you have made an oath. And how is it now in this morning? Have there been fathers and mothers, when they have heard those questions, that they have said what that butler of old, when he came before Pharaoh, I remember my faults this day? Fathers and mothers, the times are serious, they are solemn, and the time is short. Under the solemn times in which we live, then I read in Isaiah 30 verse 18, that the Lord is waiting to be gracious. And under these solemn circumstances, may I ask you, how is it now with that repentance? Under the judgments of the Lord, our families and our personal life, does that come closer to that word, or do we continue to grieve the Lord? Because be assured, congregation, when there is no repentance in the church, that the Lord, that he shall go through with his judgments. May the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord may remember us and our children with the favor that he bears unto his people. While the children hope to be brought in, we shall sing together of Psalter 425, the fourth stanza, Ye Seed, from Abram descended, to whom his favors were extended, and Jacob's children, whom the Lord has chosen, hearken to his word, and what follows. Psalter 425, the fourth stanza. Daniel, James, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Caleb Martin, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Parker Marion, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Caleb George, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jenna Charlene, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jada Aaliyah, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. O, we beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee, and thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 334, the stanzas 1 through 4. Thy word sheds light upon my path, a shining light it guides my feet, thy righteous judgments to observe, my solemn vow I now repeat, and what follows. The extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 334, the four stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 2 and thereof the 9th verse. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Our text words speak, take this child away and nurse it for me. Four thoughts. First, the urgent need for this nursing. Secondly, the royal command concerning this nursing. Thirdly, the promised wages upon this nursing. And fourthly, the short time for this nursing. Beloved congregation, the past July, when the sacrament of holy baptism was administered in our midst, then we were given in beginning to meditate upon these words of Scripture, which have so much meaning also concerning the sacrament of baptism and the instruction of our children. Then we have heard that it was the lot of Amram and Jochebed to live in very solemn and serious times. And so it is also in our day that the judgments of the Lord are hanging low upon the earth. And we're in our country that there is so little regard by those in authority concerning what saith the Lord, concerning his commandments, concerning his institutions, and surely concerning the health of a nation, that we may be given to consider how a nation protects the unborn, the little ones, and the elderly ones in a country. And then in our country, how many unborn are murdered and the elderly ones put away. No respect for God, who is the giver of life. Then woe unto us that we have sinned. Nevertheless, the King is still gathering a church, because we read, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. The King has promised that he shall work from generation to generation. And now it was the portion, the blessing of that afflicted people in Egypt, as we read in Exodus 2 verse 24, that they were given to groan, and God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. And then the last time we have heard of that urgent need, but in beginning, also the royal command concerning this nursing, because boys and girls, you have heard the history from your youth, how that those parents, it was by a God-given faith that they were given to entrust their little Moses and put him in the ark in the Nile. And then the special providence of the Lord, that the daughter of Pharaoh, Jewish writers tell us, that she was the only daughter of Pharaoh and she had no child. The special providence of the Lord when she has sent those maids to fetch that ark. And when she was given to look in that ark and saw that little Hebrew boy, and that he wept, and that her heart was filled with compassion, then we have heard, ah, that the Lord has helped and remember Miriam, that she was not given to speak too soon and not too late, not given to say too many words and too few. But then we have heard it, we know the history, that the daughter of Pharaoh was said unto then Miriam has asked whether she should fetch one of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child. And then mother has come. And then that daughter of Pharaoh, oh, it is true, disobedient to her father, because her father has commanded that all the little boys must be cast into the Nile, perhaps to be eaten by crocodiles. But that daughter of Pharaoh, we do not read that she has went to Pharaoh to ask, or to her husband, but that she is ordered that Miriam would go and fetch a nurse, and then mother has come. And then that daughter of Pharaoh, she is given that royal command, as we find it in our text. Take this child away and nurse it for me, then fathers and mothers. Then what a beautiful lines that we can draw from our history. Oh, in this morning, then it is not the daughter of Pharaoh, but then it is the King of Kings that gives this royal command, where it is pleased the Lord in his mercy to give unto you this particular child. And then the Lord says unto you, now I have given this particular child unto you. Take it, nurse it, instruct it, that at the end it may receive a place in her royal court. Oh, what a beautiful thought. That is now the purpose, that instruction may be blessed. No, parents, we cannot convert them. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord uses means. Thus, this morning, a royal command of the King of Kings. Oh, you have promised that to take this particular child, to nurse it, to prepare it, that there may be a time that it may receive a place. We have heard it out of the closing prayer of the form for baptism, where we read, to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. That is now the purpose wherefore the Lord has created man. Oh, in our deep fall, we have lost our purpose. And nevertheless, that royal command, take this child and instruct it for me. What a commands we have in the Word of God concerning the instruction of children. And now, then we also read in our text the promised wages upon this nursing, because we read, and I will give thee thy wages. What a time it must have been when Mother Miriam returned to their home with that little Moses. What a time it must have been, because the father, under those taskmasters, had to work hard, undoubtedly long days. What a prayers must have been sent up when that little Moses hid 3 months in the ark. How that father, under his work, must have been assigned to the Lord. Oh, it was by faith. And that the Lord would watch over their little Moses. What an evening that must have been when Amram came home and mother was sitting there with little Moses, Miriam, also with Aaron, and that they were given to tell of the wonderful works of the Lord. That a Miriam was given to relate how that the Lord has helped, given the words to speak, the wonderful providence of the Lord. What a tears must have flowed. Oh, if they had our Psalter book, then they must have said to each other, let us sing for a little while. Does that ever happen in our family circles? Special providences. Child is taken to the hospital, returned home by renewal, of course, also with a birth. Accidents, other special occasions, that you may still be together and that you may be given to speak concerning the things of the Lord and not forget it so quickly, because oh, it cannot be different. That there were times that father and mother said, Miriam, can you now tell us once more exactly how it has went? Have you now forgotten something? And that by renewal she was given to relate what the Lord has done. Then surely in our text words, Ephesians 3 verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, what has been the prayer? Because we read in Hebrews 11, verse 23, by faith when Moses was born was hid 3 months of parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment, but true saving faith that brings activity. What a prayers must have been sent up that the Lord would watch over the little Moses. But do you now think, congregation, that they have prayed to the Lord that they may be paid to take care of Moses? What a wonder-doing God that Amram and Jochebed had, that for the nursing of their child, that even the daughter of Pharaoh has said, and I will pay you wages. The Lord is still the same, congregation. That wonder-doing God, those that may be given to trust in him, not always so easy. We think of those that have lost their employment because of the mandates. May the Lord also remember you, but now to receive their wages. What do you think, parents? Is that still the same? Do you receive wages for instructing your children in the Word of God? Oh, let us first say, you have many privileges and blessings above the parents of Moses, above Amram and Jochebed. This morning, what an encouragement when the Lord may place. Of course, Moses was also circumcised, so we can draw some similarities. But an encouragement in this morning that the gospel may be preached as it is in Jesus Christ, that there is such a rich Savior for poor sinners. Then we also have the oath to help and to remind us what we have promised to the Lord. It is recorded in the heavens. Blessing when parents may be exercised with it, and that we come in the need, and that we need a Savior, as prophet, a priest and king. Then further, an Amram and a Jochebed. They did not have a Bible. And that they did not have a Psalter book. We sometimes many think, stop and consider the many blessings and privileges that we have. Would not be so easy, parents, if you had to instruct your children all from memory. And an Amrat and a Jochebed, they did not have a church where every Sabbath day they could go to hear the word of God. And one day in seven is implied in the scriptures that when the children of Israel were in Egypt, we must not think that Pharaoh was said, you may keep the Sabbath day holy. It is implied in Deuteronomy 5 verse 15 concerning the fourth commandment that there is added, and remember that the word a servant in the land of Egypt. Thus in the fourth commandment to stress the blessing of the fourth commandment, one day in seven, that you have special opportunity to be with your families and to speak of the things of the Lord. Thus we have so many privileges above Amrat, Amram, and Jochebed. But now concerning those wages, concerning mothers at home, it's the biblical and the right place for our mothers. What a blessing it is. And let us remember family circles cost a lot to raise a family. But when we may walk according to the Bible and when there is need, then the Lord still has his ravens that he shall send. But now the question, what wages Amram and Jochebed undoubtedly paid in silver. Historians tell us, the Jewish writers, few pieces of silver every day. But now concerning fathers and mothers that may be given to instruct their children to their utmost in the things of the Lord. What a promise in God's word for family circles that may walk in his ways. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. Those that honor me, I will honor. But those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Do we not read it every Lord's Day? The second commandment, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. That is the commandment, how we worship the Lord. But showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Do we not read of that reward in Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child and the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Are they not precious wages when fathers and mothers, grandparents, great-grandparents, when they may be given to see that instruction, here a little, there a little, that it may be blessed, and when they may witness that their children are under the truth. Oh, what a precious reward the Lord has promised shall not return void unto him. Lord has promised to bless that instruction when it may be seen that among the children, even when they are young, maybe a little older, teenager, young married couples, when it may be seen that instruction has been used by the Holy Spirit, that the Lord is working from generation to generation. Our last thought, the short time for this nursing was a special time, was perhaps this time that the actions of Amaret and Jochebed and Miriam have been used. We would think so because it is clear. When the children of Israel left the land of Egypt, there was a great multitude of Israelites. This implied that the killing of those little boys was only for a short time. Then it is very well possible, even likely, those actions of Amaret, Jochebed, Miriam have been used. Oh, undoubtedly that the daughter of Pharaoh has said, Father, those Hebrew boys, they are also such sweet little children. You may never cast one into the Nile no more. We leave it lie. But then we can understand fathers and mothers. When that daughter of Pharaoh has said to mother, you must take it and nurse it for me. I will give thee thy wages. And that at a certain time, then I shall pick up that little child, adopt him, and he shall receive a place in the royal court of Pharaoh. What a thought that must have been for Amram, Jochebed, Miriam, maybe even Aaron, 3 years old, a little impression thereof, that the thought, only a certain time, a short time, that those parents had an opportunity to tell their little Moses concerning God and his wonderful works before he was brought to the king's court. Whether a date has been stated, not written in God's word, or whether that daughter of Pharaoh was said, when I feel that I can take care of him, no longer to be nursed, then he shall come in the court of Pharaoh, but a short time. How much time, parents, do you have concerning the instruction of your dear children? Not a set time, but time is serious and short. Have experienced the midst of the congregation in profound ways. Even very little children taken away by the hand of death. All for the parents of Moses, how they must have used their opportunities well to, in the time that was allotted to them, to instruct that little Moses concerning the wonder-doing God, the works of the Lord. Cannot be different, because that daughter of Pharaoh, oh, a heart full of love for that little Moses, that she would adopt him. Then it cannot be different than that daughter of Pharaoh, that now and then, maybe quite often, that she stopped by that house, a desire to see how Moses was faring. What an instruction, parents. Not the daughter of Pharaoh, but the Lord. Before you have made an oath in this morning, Psalm 139, omnipresent, that the Lord beholds our household, how it is going with the instruction of that little Moses. Oh, surely, then father and mother and Miriam, the whole family, they have done their best. That when the daughter of Pharaoh would drop in unexpectedly, that there would be nothing that would offend that daughter to give reasons. That daughter would come and pick up her little Moses earlier. Did their best because when that daughter of Pharaoh would come, and if Moses would look very pale, that would give many concerns, fathers and mothers. I don't think that it needs to be broadened out further. What simple instruction for us and our children. The parents of Moses, they had but a short time. Oh, parents, may please the Lord to spare you for your children many years and your children for you. But the Lord is so free and so sovereign. Thus, what an instruction to redeem the time. We only receive each day once. Solemn thought. Can never do it over again. What is now necessary in the busyness of life? To be much on your knees and ask the Lord to help you and to impress those divine realities upon your heart, and that with a heart full of compassion, to tell your little children the wonderful things of the Lord. Came a time that the daughter of Pharaoh has picked up Moses, and he received the place, the royal palace, the royal court. May that be granted to you, parents. What is signified in baptism? Because there is no room for us as we are born. We need to be born again. We need to receive a right justification and to become meat in sanctification. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied that our children, we and our children, at the end, to receive a place as adopted children in that heavenly court to sing the praises of the Lord concerning his wonderful works. We sing together Psalter 431, oftentimes the fourth verse. May that be granted, parents. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing this my covenant word, I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have indeed heard of wonderful things. Thou art such a wonder-doing God. Wilt thou continue to manifest thy wonderful works in the midst of the family circles, in the way of thy providence, but above all in the way of thy grace, and that the instruction of fathers and mothers, that it may be blessed by thy Spirit. Add that also our children may receive that one thing needful, to receive the blessing that is signified in the sacrament of holy baptism. Lord, remember these parents with their children. Remember the whole congregation. Wealth of grandfathers and mothers, that they may be given to speak in the midst of the family circle, also concerning the instruction that lies in the history of Moses. Grant traveling mercies, return us in this evening hour, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 394, and let us only sing 1 and 2. I will extol thee, O my God, and praise thee, O my King. Yea, every day and evermore, thy praises I will sing. And what follows, 394, only 1 and 2. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.